We have all come to this world because of some unfinished business. What this unfinished business is about depends on the individuals and the promises and aspirations which they have made in their past lives. Coming from different realms of existence, sometimes human, sometimes non-human, we all act differently. And we differ in our ideals of life. We differ from one another according to our different levels of development and understanding. Some have come to this world to fulfill certain worldly duties and responsibilities towards one another. Others have come with higher and more lofty aspirations to help the world. Some have come to seek revenge. Others have come to seek enlightenment. Still others have come to grow and evolve and to help and guide others along the path to enlightenment. According to the law of karma, our past conditions the present and our present conditions the future. The promises and aspirations we have made in our past lives naturally affect our present dispositions and inclinations. The things or loved ones we have lost, or the wishes that we were not able to fulfill in our previous lives, will influence our present choice of career, relationships, and so on. Some children or even adults go through their lives seeking their beloved parents or other loved ones whom they have lost in their past. As long as they are unable to find, they grow up with a sense of longing. They feel lost and restless. To get out of this restlessness, they often distract themselves with various activities. Some take to smoking, drugs, alcohols, parties, and so on, just to get away from the restlessness they are experiencing, not realizing that such activities only lead to greater confusion and suffering. Those who are unable to fulfill the aspirations that they have made in the past can sometimes fall sick and even die. They cannot find any meaning in this life. Some may even turn suicidal, not realizing the true value and significance of human life. What is it that gives meaning to our lives? What is it that motivates and drives us to go on with our day-to-day lives? When we were young, at 5 years or age, what did we look for? Toys, friends, and the comforts of mom and dad. As we grow up, we look for other things to enjoy ourselves. But underlying the enjoyments, there is something more, which we often overlook. Superficially, we may see children playing with toys and enjoying the company of their parents, brothers, sisters, and friends. But sometimes, underlying this enjoyment is something more serious. Deep down in their hearts, they may be looking for something or someone else. Sometimes they appear to be deep in thoughts, and they often seem to be living in their own world, which parents cannot understand. With all the distractions that the young ones have got to go through from very early days, they have very little time to connect with their past aspirations. Children are often kept occupied simply because their parents are busy at work. If we wish to understand our children better, we need to give them more quiet time to be on their own so that they will be able to express themselves. We need to be patient and observant. And with careful observation, we'll be able to recognize their true potentials, the samsaric knowledge and skills, which they have developed from life to life. Parents have a very important role to play to pave the way for their children to develop their full potentials. With proper guidance, children can continue to tap into that great storehouse of knowledge and skills which they have come to this world with. Then they will be able to happily realize their full potential and be of great service to the world. Often parents wish their children to be what they think is good for their children, without taking into consideration of their children's karmic and samsaric potentials. As such, these children have to struggle very hard at school and universities in order to learn new skills. They may succeed to some extent with much stress and tension, but often unable to develop their true potentials. We live at a time when the world is filled with hate and fear. Yet, we see many of the younger and the newborns so full of love and courage. They are the silver lining amidst dark clouds. Let us recognize their potentials and provide opportunities for them to grow and carry out their mission in promoting greater love, peace, and harmony. We all need love, peace, and harmony in our lives. Our lives become meaningful when we are able to fulfill our long-cherished dreams and aspirations, or able to team up with our loved ones, even for a time being. But just as we think we have found some meaning in our life, we may encounter with various obstacles and unsatisfactoriness. Then we will be out again in search for greater meaning. The true meaning of life lies beyond worldly happiness, beyond material wealth and status. As long as we do not have the wisdom to realize the impermanence, unsatisfactoriness, and emptiness of worldly things and pursuits, we will always be seeking for meaning. Worldly things include career, relationship, wealth, and status. They provide us with some temporary happiness. The nature of worldly happiness or sensual pleasures is such that those things which give us happiness or pleasure for one moment, the very same things may bring us sorrow and disappointment in the next. To find the real meaning of life, we need to understand our true self and cultivate the qualities of love and compassion. We need to understand that our lives, or the whole process of living, is a combination of mental and physical processes. These processes are constantly in a state of flux or change. The physical body is subject to change. We change in size, in shape, color, or complexion, and these are often quite visible and noticeable. But the changes which take place with the mind or mental processes are more subtle and even more dynamic. If we carefully observe our thoughts, our ideas, and concepts, we can experience how rapidly they are subject to change. One moment we may say yes, next moment we may say no. One moment we are happy and laughing, next moment we become sad and cry. Happiness and sorrow are different states of mind. When we train our minds to observe the functioning of mental and physical processes, we will be able to realize the true nature of our lives. We will see how it is subject to change and is unsatisfactory. And as such, there is no real substance or entity or self which we can cling on to as I, my, or mine. When we become aware of the unsatisfactory nature of life, we would naturally want to get out of such a state of unsatisfactoriness. And it is at this point that we begin to seriously question ourselves about the meaning and purpose of our lives. And this leads us to seek for the truth with regards to the knowledge about the realities of life and the true nature of existence. The real purpose and meaning of life lies in the spiritual, in the path which leads to liberation, the path which leads to true peace and blissful contentment. To realize the true purpose and meaning of life, we need patience, perseverance, as well as faith and confidence in moral and spiritual values. We need to fulfill our immediate purpose before we can move on to something higher. Our immediate purpose is to fulfill our worldly duties and responsibilities by serving others, be it towards our parents, children, other family members, teachers, or whoever. Whatever work or profession we are in, we can use our knowledge or skills to provide service to others, so that we do not simply work for money or material gains. As we engage ourselves to serve others with pure intentions, we will begin to tap into our samsaric skills, discovering latent talents, as well as developing new skills. We will also develop qualities such as generosity, humility, and other virtues, including loving kindness, compassion, sympathetic joy, and equanimity. The field of service to humanity provides the opportunity for us to grow in wisdom and compassion. When we see the sufferings of others, we will naturally tend to develop a compassionate heart. Through compassion, as we seek ways and means to help alleviate the sufferings of others, we will begin to recognize the cause of suffering, its cessation, the path that leads to its cessation, and this leads to the perception of what we call the Four Noble Truths. The understanding of the Four Noble Truths plays a very important role in establishing in us a proper sense of purpose and direction in life. Seeing the manifestations of suffering all around us will lead us to ask the question, what do we really want in life? If our answer is peace and happiness, then the next question will be how? How to achieve peace and happiness? The answer lies in the Fourth Noble Truth, that is the way or path that leads to the end of suffering, namely, the Noble Eightfold Path. The Noble Eightfold Path comprises of right understanding, right thoughts, right speech, right body actions, right livelihood, right effort, right mindfulness, and right concentration. Traditionally, we would explain these eight path factors in terms of sila, samadhi, panya, or morality, concentration, and wisdom. Sila refers to right speech, right body actions, and right livelihood. Samadhi refers to right effort, right mindfulness, and right concentration. And panya refers to right understanding and right thoughts. The function of these eight path factors is to purify the mind from the tendencies of greed, hatred, and delusion. When we restrain our speech by avoiding lying, slander, harsh and frivolous talk, and our actions by avoiding killing, stealing, and sexual misconduct, and we resort to righteous means of livelihood, the tendencies of greed, hatred, and delusion will not be able to manifest at the level of speech and body actions, thereby avoiding harming oneself and others. However, the practice of sila alone is not enough. Even if we were to maintain totally silent and restrained in all our body actions, the tendencies of greed, hatred, and delusion can still manifest at the mind or mental level. Hence the need to develop samadhi, that is right effort, right mindfulness, and right concentration. This will effectively prevent the tendencies of greed, hatred, delusion from manifesting at the mental level. But still, this practice alone is not enough, because once we get out of our meditative and concentrated states of mind, once we lack the effort and mindfulness, the tendencies of greed, hatred, and delusion can still arise. Hence, the necessity for the next level of training, that is the development of panya or wisdom, which comprises of right understanding and right thoughts. Only through right understanding and right thoughts that we will develop the necessary wisdom and insights to understand and realize the true nature of our existence and the reality of the world around us, and be able to see the universal characteristics of anicca, dukkha, anatta, or impermanence, unsatisfactoriness, and non-self. And this paves the way for knowledge towards final liberation. The journey to liberation may be realized within this very lifetime for those who have completed their worldly duties and have come to this world with right aspirations and well equipped with virtues and a storehouse of merits. For others, the journey may take time, as they will have to fulfill their immediate worldly duties and obligations before they can move on to the spiritual path that leads to liberation. There will also be obstacles and crises along the way. Hence the need for faith, patience, endurance, and perseverance. Patience and perseverance are qualities which we can develop to make us more self-reliant. But we also need the qualities of faith and confidence, so that we will be able to connect ourselves with more enlightened masters and teachers to receive their blessings, guidance, and protection. Good spiritual friends are invaluable support along the spiritual path. To expedite our spiritual journey, right aspirations are important. Aspirations direct the course of our good deeds. Without aspirations, the merits or good deeds that we have done will naturally give rise to good results, but the results may not support our spiritual endeavors. It may just prolong a worldly or mundane way of life. Take for example, those who perform merits such as dana or generosity. They will acquire wealth. They may be wealthy, but may not have any spiritual inclination. Their wealth will be directed to various other worldly pursuits, which could lead them further away from the path to liberation and simply prolong their journey in samsara. Those who perform the actions of giving with an aspiration to end suffering will be able to utilize their wealth in such a way as to enhance their spiritual path. Even if they are not ready to walk the path, they will be inclined to use their wealth to support others along the way. This cycle of events may go on until they are ready to walk the spiritual path, and by then they will have all the material support they need. And when karma ripens, through the aspirations they have made, nothing can stop them from realizing their goal. They will be ready to renounce their material wealth for the spiritual. In our search for meaning, we need to develop greater awareness and gain deeper understanding into the realities of life. We also need to refine our aspirations and make necessary adjustments until our final goal is achieved. In order to connect ourselves to our past aspirations, we need to clear our minds of distractions and our hearts of emotional blockages. We do this through meditation and developing a forgiving heart. In the midst of calmness and clarity, with a soft and gentle heart, we will start to see or feel the connection. We'll be able to reflect and recall the various events in our lives which will indicate the direction that we should take to lead a more meaningful life. Those who have faith in spiritual values will be able to seek and obtain guidance from higher beings or enlightened masters. Sometimes our previous parents, teachers, and loved ones can also guide us along the path. The practice of sharing merits with the devas and the transference of merits to our departed relatives, teachers, and friends provide the means for such spiritual connections. Whilst wandering in samsara, the cycle of birth and death, all beings seek happiness and wish to live in peace and harmony. But many stray away from the path to real peace and happiness due to the tendencies of greed, hatred, and delusion. Through greed and various clingings, such as the lust for sensual pleasures, for wealth and status, and the lust for power, people kill, steal, commit sexual misconduct, and lie. They lose their peace of mind. Through anger, hatred, grudges, and ill will, people also kill, steal, sexual misconduct, and lie. They lose their peace and harmony. Through delusion, people are unable to see suffering as suffering. Even if they can see suffering, they cannot see the cause, the cessation, and the path that leads to its cessation. The feeling of I and my, as in the sense of egotism, grows in the midst of delusion. So do suffering and unsatisfactoriness. The delusion factor blinds one from the attainment of true peace and happiness. Happiness is often seen in terms of excitement and stimulations through the physical senses, the eyes, ears, nose, tongue, and the body. The pleasures that we get through these senses are fleeting. They come and go. One moment we experience high, next moment low. We need to cultivate our minds to realize the peace within our hearts and transcend the highs and lows. We need to realize the peace and harmony within that does not depend on career, wealth, status, and relationships. Through greed, hatred, and delusion, our minds become so clouded and distracted that we feel lost, as if there is no purpose and meaning in our lives. The purpose and meaning of life will become clearer as we walk the noble path, reducing and eventually eliminating the tendencies of greed, hatred, and delusion through the cultivation of generosity, loving kindness, and wisdom. with the qualities of pure love, compassion, and a forgiving heart, we will be able to clear our emotional blockages and develop the wisdom to see things as they really are and not as what they appear to be. From the Buddhist perspective, the true purpose and meaning of life is to put an end to suffering and all forms of unsatisfactoriness, to realize peace and true happiness, and to pave the way for others to end suffering. May you all and all beings be well and happy always.